What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair! Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs in the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better more than. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. And cuties can be you can watch a YouTube review for free. Aye. This one time for the Twitch. Aye. This one time for the text. Aye. This one time for the phone line. Whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Welcome to the playoffs, Carolina. You just got taken to Beatdown City. What a time to be alive, ladies and gentlemen. What a time to be alive. The Cats take a 1-0 series lead. That was something, dude.
Yeah, it was.
Wow.
Yeah, it was. You know, I got a new one yesterday. Yesterday, I was suggested a new one. A runny Nozek. What do you think of that one for cat fever? Runny Nozek.
I love it.
Pretty good?
I love it.
Pretty good?
I love it. That is pretty good. Obviously, Leroy is having some issues hearing you. You can hear me okay, Marcos?
Yeah, I can hear you good. You know what Leroy did? He was in studio yesterday. You know how that goes.
Oh, yeah. Did he mute his tab?
Most likely. Or his headphones are, somewhere.
Or not there. Plugged in.
One of the two.
Maybe put him backstage while he's figuring all that out. I think that's the best way to go. He'll give us a thumbs up when he can hear us.
Yeah.
But, dude, that yesterday, welcome to the playoffs yesterday for Carolina. I hope you guys realize there's no shame in that game, even though you guys tried a strategy of, bringing the fight to the Cats, which is adorable.
Come on.
It's adorable. Like, I almost want to pinch their cheeks to figure this thing out because it's like, hey, we're going to try and out tough the Panthers. You're sorely mistaken. That's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. It's not going to work. And quite frankly, they embarrassed him. They embarrassed themselves. Like, it's one of those things where I watch them try and, go about this with this idea of, oh, we're going to try and start stuff. Then already with it, they're like whining about calls. Carter Verhaeghe with the early goal to put the Cats up. Once it was 1-0, I was already confident. But once it was 2-0, I'm like, this puppy's over. Because Bob was in that zone last night. And you could just clearly see it from the get-go that Sergei Bobrovsky was ready to rock. He was ready to go. He was ready to be in this unbelievable position of like, oh, guys, I'm in the zone right now. I'm seeing everything happen. And unless their players were playing Pele with the puck, they had no shot against Sergei yesterday. He was in the zone. He couldn't be touched. Unbelievable. Unfriggin' believable with all of that.
And they tried to be dirty. They tried. They tried to shoot a puck at my boy. Of all people.
Oh, Brad Marchand?
Yeah. Like, I've never seen that before. He was 100 feet away from the goal. He shot a puck at that person. He should be fined and take away a draft pick.
Yeah, I didn't like that. I don't understand why that was like the move. I understand Brad Marchand is annoying.
Yeah.
But Gostis Bear? He's from down here. He's a South Florida kid. Panther.
You said Pembroke Pines. I was like, what?
Yeah, I don't know if you should walk through Publix right now with your head high. Like, I don't know what kind of behavior that was. Yeah. That was not good boy behavior. And not only that, slow with the punch, because did you see that head movement from Martian?
He bobbed and weaved. That was impressive.
Right to the takedown?
Yeah.
My God, that was something.
That was great.
Let's get to our headlines, which are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen miles in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Your final score last night in Carolina was 5-2. The Panthers take a 1-0 series lead. Carter Verhaeghe, Aaron Ekblad, A.J. Greer, Sam Bennett, and Etu Loskorinen scoring again. All fine in the net for the Cats. Sergei Bobrovsky, 31 saves. He was in the absolute zone last night. And you could tell right away that he was in the heads of the Carolina Hurricanes simply when he had that six save with no stick. And they're just like, all right, we're not scoring on him at all tonight. Let's cheat. Let's cheat. And that's what happened. Like, let's go about this and let's try and take his head clean off. And Andrei Shvedznikov,
yeah,
tries to take out Sergei Bobrovsky, thinking you're going to rattle him, which you're not going to. And I was like, you're not good. You guys think you're going to play a game with him and you think that you're going to get to a spot where you're going to rattle Sergei Bobrovsky. And even on the Canadian broadcast, they were sitting there and they were like, oh, I think it's finally working that they're getting into Bob's head. Trust me when I tell you, you were not. That wasn't going to work. That strategy is going to fail. And so you try as you might. You might try like the dirty tactics and you may try the stuff that's over the line a little bit. You have played right into the Panthers' hands. And series are never over after one game, but the Panthers have already taken home ice. And you've already put them into like a must-win scenario in game two. The Panthers were coming off of these dudes were sitting back fat and sassy the last couple of days. And the Panthers just off a seven-game intense series against the Toronto Maple Leafs. You go there and you're like, all right, this is how you guys want to go about this. You guys want to play a little physical? Cool. Let's do that. Oh, you want to try and be dirty against our goalie? He's an assassin. Good luck. He'll punch you right in the face too. Like give him one more shot. Like go ahead, because Bob will find his shots eventually. Like we'll get to this thing and it'll be over. Bob, don't forget.
Love it.
He punched Kachuk's brother.
That's true. Actually, forgot about that. I think we're already in their head, dude. I know Leroy was mentioning, you know, that they're a very fast-paced team. That's really all I know about the identity of Carolina. What I saw yesterday was a bunch of people who were playing out of their element. And if you're going to try to get into that game with the Panthers, not only are we more physical than you, we're more deep than you, we have a better goalie than you, we're more skilled. So, in my opinion, I know it's 1-0, but that was a big 1-0 yesterday.
No, it definitely was. And then, like, just the you know, we keep using the word depth, and it's probably, you know, becoming one of these things where, like, we get it. They have depth. No, I'm serious, though. Like, think about all the guys who put up goals for this team. And then Nico Mikkola is out there causing an odd man rush. He's dazzling with the stick work to set up AJ Greer. And I'm like, the polar bear just did that? Like, are you kidding me? Because he's normally like going to wreck your face, bash you into the ice, just be 2-1 filthy. That's Nico Mikkola. Like, he is the definition of Panthers brute. And he's out here with the fancy stick work. And so, like, when you have that working for you, when you have Nico Mikkola coming about this thing to try and fit, like, if he's doing that, the Panthers are in their playpen right now. That's how it is.
So, crazy. Remember that argument I made? That was so crazy. How could Frog Boy ever make that argument? More and more. Looking like I'm right, too. A lot of these guys, late 20s, you know.
Are you talking about the big three argument that you made?
Yeah, baby.
Can you just wait till they repeat before you stand on such a mush take?
I'm already planning my parade round, if I'm being honest.
All right, but just wait until they get the two cups, and then you can start making that. Like, don't do that now.
Okay, okay. All right, that's fine.
Hello, Leroy.
Hello. Leroy. I don't know what happened.
I don't know. That was an adventure for you this morning. You came out sputtering like the Carolina Hurricanes.
Hey, I don't know why teams try to play and match what the Panthers do.
Yeah, it's adorable.
You're outside of your element, right? Carolina got to be fast. They got to be all over the place. Don't try to be physical. Don't stop. Like, what are they doing? But, again, not my problem.
Nope, they're going to try and do what they do. But, I mean, just everything that was going for the Cat. Just, I mean, some of the stuff they were doing yesterday was just, I mean, it was nasty. I mean, the shot by Carter Verhaeghe to open up the scoring.
Oh,
the backhand.
The backhand top shelf.
Yeah.
When he took his time.
Swaggy. Like,
if you want to talk about being physical, how could that man tap dance with the puck right in front of the goal and nobody put hands on him? Don't talk about physical. Don't talk about that's.
Well, they had just gotten in trouble for being physical. And that was the problem that they got in. They were like, because here's the thing. You don't know how to play. You don't know that line. And so Anton Lundell, who is, you know, it's funny because he's baby Barkey, but he may be turning into baby Marshy with all his time with Brad Marchand, because now he's now becoming an instigator. Right. Because he hits him with the little shove ski in the back, and it made Aho lose his mind and trying to put him in a chokehold. And then, like, the refs are going to be like, that adorable little Finnish boy, that's the one who tried to hurt you? He's like, penalty for you. How dare you put hands on him?
So there's did no Marchand, way. Marchand get kicked out?
Pretty much, yeah. There was no game time left.
Oh, okay. So he just went in. So it wasn't a matter of – and see, here's what I like. See, everybody looks at the physicality that the Panthers play with. But notice, the real Panther shenanigans didn't start till we were up 5-1.
Of course.
Then they got even more in their heads.
But that's the thing is, like, they'll wait for that opportunity. You know, the same thing happened back with the Lightning doing that stuff to Barkov. And, like, they waited until the game was over.
Right.
And they're like, mm-mm. Now it's time to get the payback. So, I don't know. And for anybody who's saying Aho's finished, he's not adorably finished, though. Like, there's a difference, okay? Like, Nico Mikkola's finished, too. He looks like a monster. Yeah. There's a difference between being finished and adorably finished. And you look at Anton Lundell and look at that sweet boy with that blonde hair and those chubby cheeks. You're like, he would never do what you're claiming that he's doing dirty tactics. Look at him.
And
then he gives that angel smile of his. And then, wink, and that's why you got thrown in the box.
And I'm going to ask a hockey question. What can they do to a guy that tries to hit the guy with the puck? I mean.
I don't understand your question.
What they said, the league reviews all situations, so they'll review.
I'm sure they'll. I don't think he'll get suspended. I imagine he'll probably get fined $5,000. Really? That's usually what happens.
Because that, I mean, come on, dude.
Yeah, it was a dirtbag move. But right. I don't think they're going to suspend him.
Right.
Got his ass kicked. I think they're going to be like, Marshan got his. He took care of that, and they're gonna find him, and I think we'll get those during the show if something happened.
So I was a little confused as to what, you know, all I saw was Marshan going in, they get a 2 minute power play, but I didn't know that he got a 10 minute misconduct and it was at the end of the game, so.
Yeah, it was a 10 and an ass whooping penalty.
So, yeah, but I'm wondering.
10 minute of it, it's like, I had great head movement. What am I getting penalized for? Because he couldn't land a punch.
Right.
Like, hey, he's tiny. He's hard to hit. Quick head move.
Got
right to the takedown.
That was cool.
So,
very impressive. Very impressive.
Was everybody like me and you could clearly see that? They came out and tried to match or tried to one up the Panthers in how they play, and it backfired. Mm-hmm. It just backfired. They looked out of their element.
Yeah, so. That was definitely noticeable. I mean, they basically cheated to get their lone goal up until that late power play where it was over. Because we're sitting here acting like Ronaldo on the ice. So,
I thought you couldn't do that. Did they claim deem it incidental?
They said it was deflection. They claimed he didn't kick, even though he was out there like a flamingo.
Oh, so when he went like this and kicked that skate, that was after the fact?
That's what they say.
First thing I think of is the Seth Jones goal. I know we already got past them, but I'm just like, so I don't know what this rule is anymore.
Right.
We'll take a break. We'll hear some of the calls from last night. We'll hear from your Panthers. Cats up 1-0 in the Eastern Conference Final. Back after this.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks. And get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This buddy Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM, taking guys up until 2 here on the program. Just had our second Whiskey Stars and Cigars a few weeks ago, and now we got your chance to win tickets to Drew Estate's sold-out Barn Smoker. I felt like that's what I watched last night. Get a tour of Florida's sun-grown farm. Enjoy fine spirits, a catered dinner, and an exclusive Barn Smoker cigar pack upon arrival. For your chance to win, go to the WQM contest page at WQM.com and enter. Must be 21 or older to win and attend. Panthers, they win yesterday 5-2. Game two will be on Thursday against the Carolina Hurricanes. The Western Conference Final gets going tonight between the Stars and Edmonton Oilers. That puck drops at 8 o'clock tonight. Of course, you got the Eastern Conference Finals, Knicks and Pacers tonight at 8 o'clock. Last night in the Western Conference Finals in the NBA, Thunder hammered the Timberwolves 114-88.
I wonder how hurt Ant is.
How hurt he is? I didn't see. Did he get hurt?
He rolled his ankle, but
he didn't seem too worried.
Start shooting a lot of jumpers. I don't know whether it's from the defense or, you know.
The defense is good. Very good. They are smothering.
Even the windsock.
No, he's a great defender.
I know. Yeah.
That is a very, very impressive team that they got to go up against for sure. But not as impressive as the Cats.
No.
Who went 5-2 yesterday.
And it wasn't that close.
Did you have a favorite part of the game yesterday? Was there something that tickled your fancy? Was it the sheer violence that ensued? Was it the goals? Because I think mine was Nico Mikkola setting up AJ Greer. Because I'm like, this polar bear is just on such a, he's on such a run right now. And it was crazy. He's just like look at that monster down the ice with his stick skills.
It's amazing because, like, they talk about trying to get an advantage when the Panthers have their fourth line in and they have their first line in, right? Mm-hmm. That, oh, they try to switch it up and get advantages. But I asked the question because it seems like the third and fourth lines have been more productive than the first and second lines.
They've been awesome.
When it comes to scoring. So, like, do you really want to do that?
They've just been tremendous from top to bottom. And I think that's been, I think, what are they up to? 18 different guys have scored for the Panthers. Yeah.
And then what wears you down is when you're playing against the Panthers, you start rotating your first and second lines more, right? So instead of going 1-2-3-4, you'll go 1-2, then 3-1, then 4, whatever. Just get more ice time.
But the impressive thing here is these guys had, what, like 4 or 5 days off like to get into this? The Panthers are fresh out of Canada and just did that to you.
Haven't been home yet.
That's the thing that has to just be like, ugh.
Well, maybe you're on the heater, right? And you want to keep playing.
Oh, I'm just saying for them to be like, all right, if you're not going to win that game against them with ferocity and energy and all that type of stuff, good luck, dude. Because now I think AJ Greer said afterwards, he's kicking back. They're kicking back by the rooftop pool afterwards, and they're going to enjoy their nice little day and come ready for game two, which is absolutely a must for Carolina, who's 0-13 in their last conference final game.
Yeah. I mean, they got swept three times, the last three times.
Well, they got swept by the Cats. Remember, that was sweep
2 years ago.
The sweep, they said, wasn't a sweep. No debate about that one last night.
Yeah. Right.
Can we hear some of the goal calls there, Froggy?
Yes, sir.
All right, so we open up yesterday, the first period. Cats go on the power play because how dare you touch Anton Lundell. And Carter Verhaeghe, swaggy, gets it going for the Cats. Put them up 1-0. Wow. They were saying yesterday, you know, Carter Verhaeghe has a run that I think he scored. It's either 5 straight and 4 postseasons or 4 straight goal or 4 goals or less in 5 straight postseasons. He's done something that like only Leon Draisaitl has more goals than him over this whole thing, which is
crazy.
Hey, I hear his teeth when he says that. Hey. But nothing makes us quite happy than when a good boy scores. And that's when Aaron Ekblad, who was once doubted by Brooks Koepka, who couldn't stand a couple hecklers this past weekend, Aaron Ekblad, who's a good boy, he put the Cats up 2-0. Then the refs took mercy on the Carolina Hurricanes, allowed them to play soccer to make it 2-1 going into the first intermission. But this was my favorite goal of the game. Nico Mikkola setting up AJ Greer for the goal. And our favorite polar bear. He's got some stick skills, too. Jesus. Nico was on one, man. That was crazy. He's so terrifying.
I mean, he's a moose.
Yeah, and then like they get to the point where he's doing like we saw a classic Nico Mikkola by the end of it in the third period. I saw the move where he just basically took his stick, pinned a hurricane to the ice, and rubbed his nose in it. I'm like, that's what the polar bear does. Beware.
That's what he does.
Third period, the Panthers really stepped on their neck. Sam Bennett, by order of the Peaky Pucky Blinders. Jesus. And it's Betty's Buddy's Day because it's like National Puppy Day or something. I can't believe an entire
Isn't
country
hated adoption day?
Yeah, dude.
Not I can't believe it. Day.
Whatever. It's the same thing. That's what he does, Benny's Buddies. And you should go adopt a dog if you want one. But Benny's Buddies down. He donates for every puck that he for every goal that he scores. Imagine a country being mad at that guy. For shame, Canada! How dare you?
I mean, we actually feel the same way about Marchand.
No, Marchand's.
I'm saying we did before he got here.
Well, not really. I mean, Marchand was on the wrong end of Sam Bennett being a good boy.
No, I got you, but I'm just saying. Like,
obviously, he's worked on his head movement since then.
Bob a weave.
Los Duran, and he had the final goal for the Cats. I mean,
no empty netter is amazing.
The Finnish Flash, he has been unbelievable and just adds on to the embarrassment that was Carolina's game one. Yeah, he's been ridiculous.
Hey, it was crickets early.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
oh, yeah.
Crickets.
Yep. And that's a tough one because Freddie Anderson for them has been, you know, pretty nails and oof. They put it on him for a game one. So,
I mean, there was a Verhage goal where he slow rolled it and then went top shelf.
Yep.
That was amazing. I don't even put that on the goalie. I'm like, if I'm the goalie, I'm saying, hey, can we not let guys have a lunch outside? Like, I mean, he had time to fake, gather himself, and then shoot the puck? No. Nah.
You got Paul Maurice after the game, Froggy, because Paul Maurice said
Paul Maurice stuff.
Classic Paul Maurice says that he won, but he didn't like their game.
The best growth in our team comes off losses. I think that's where we learn more. I didn't love our game tonight, but I understood it. It's a significant style change. So the game one is that first look at what your game looks like in a completely different opponent. So we will have to continue to build that game and get better. I thought we had some good finishes. I thought they had good chances that they didn't finish on. It's a little bit what it looks like when these two teams play. Sergei was very strong. It's a different style of rush game than we've seen, so we were just okay with how we handled it, so we have to make adjustments. But I maybe have felt that in our first game in each of the previous two. We went into Tampa, we scored three power play goals, I think, on three chances, and that was like 30 minutes into the game. It's like 6-2 or something like that, so the game kind of... And then we went into Toronto, and we struggled with their rush offense. So we got work to do.
I love that guy. You know, it was funny. You had a coach.
Can you tell if they won or not?
That's the thing that's hilarious is you have a coach who had his team just go throttle the Hurricanes. He comes out afterwards. He goes, didn't love it. And then you have Rob Brind'Amour afterwards who got his ass kicked, and he goes, I kind of liked their game. Bunting. Like
Paul Maurice says that too at times, and you go, what?
Yeah,
he's very consistent with this. He looks at the game and how his guys are playing and accepts the results, but don't use the results as an indication of how they play.
Yeah, I get you. Never settled in. And he also said afterwards that he said a lot of what they did on defense, he says, you got to give credit to Bob. Here was some more Paul Maurice on him.
I thought we were just okay, Dan. I didn't think we were great with it. But it, when I said that, I understood it. It's a different style that we've seen. Like Tampa and Toronto are so dynamic up the middle of the ice. They'll break off early and go. And I think by the end of the series, we had an understanding of it. This was more the double swing off the weak side that we didn't pick up very well. So this is true of Carolina and us. We probably both value puck pressure as much as anything else. And I don't want to sacrifice the puck pressure to on a couple of plays to get in behind us. We're not reckless with our forecheck. It's fairly defined. But when you play a team like this and they get in behind you or they get odd man rushes, there's a detail in you're missing some sort of change of sides detail. And every team is different, so there'll be teams with center under on the breakout, there's center over on the breakout, there's a whole bunch of different ways teams do it. You just have to see it and then adjust to it. So I didn't think we were great with that adjustment. We had guys pulling off when they shouldn't, guys going forward when they shouldn't. But this isn't anything new for us. Because of the way we play, we deal with this all the time. Now, it doesn't mean we're going to get it sorted out. I think you saw the final last year. I'm not sure we ever had that thing sorted out. But we at least understand our vulnerability in the way we play, and we won't sacrifice that aggressiveness to cover off. That's what Bob's for.
Hey, I'm not going to even ask.
Wink. Take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, welcome back, you rascals. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. We got a another pair of Dirks Bentley tickets to give away for you. He's bringing his Broken Branches tour to the I Think Financial Amphitheater in June, and we got your chance to win tickets. Just keep on listening.
What's his first name again, Cletus?
Dirks.
No, that's not his first name. That's his middle name.
Oh, his real name. His real first name? I don't know. Never thought about it. Just like his music.
No, we talked about it yesterday. I forgot.
Frederick.
Frederick,
yes.
Yeah. Frederick Bentley is not a star country singer.
Sounds like he's from England.
All right. Here you go, everybody. Let's welcome to the stage.
Frederick. Fred Bentley. He could have went with Fred Bentley. That's not bad.
Some exec was like, we got to change that.
Mm-mm. What's your middle name? Dirks? Oh, yeah, we'll go with Dirks.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That's cool. Nobody has that.
Not to be confused with Lil Dirk.
Yeah.
No.
Two different genres.
No. He's in trouble right now, isn't he, Lil Dirk?
Lil Dirk? Is he? He's probably a lot of people getting in trouble nowadays. I can't keep up with these crazy kids.
I thought he got in trouble down here.
Yes. Oh, my God. Accused of threatening witnesses ahead of murder for a hire trial. Oof.
Yeah.
Not good.
He's in jail. Isn't this a case down here?
Yes. Yes, it is.
That's tough. He's got that bot with Morgan Wallen.
Hey, so, wow. At what point do you realize I don't need to prove nothing? I'm going to just go ahead on and get this money. And just act tough, right?
Mm.
They never learn.
Not everyone can be as real as Art God Savvy. What can I say?
Yes, not. Have you started putting the frog on the track?
I haven't made any new tracks, but it's coming. I promise.
Here it goes. I'm trying to not heal my ankle before I get to the music.
No,
hey, Marcos, science. Yeah. I can't tell you.
Yeah.
How both disgusted and disappointed I am.
You mean
that you won't do the necessary things to get healthy?
I'm healthy already. I'm back.
You're not.
I beat the timeline.
Here, Marcos.
Yeah.
This shouldn't be lasting this long.
What's lasting? There's nothing. I don't even limp no more. People don't even know that anything's wrong with me other than what's wrong with my face. I can't fix that.
Kind of just trudge along, though.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it hurts.
Kurt won't say your last.
Ice on it at the end of the day, at least? No.
Nah.
Kurt won't say your last name on the chat. He says, I've never seen a grown man get bullied like I did yesterday. Yeah, it was a tough look. It was a tough look for them. That was for sure. My favorite, though, was when they asked Bob about it after the game, because they're like, Bob, how'd you deal with that physicality? He goes, eh.
Right. I mean, that's I don't think teams really understand the maulers that the Panthers have on their team. Like, you say, oh, we're going to be physical with them. Oh, we're going to match their intensity. And they go, we're just going to go play.
But, I think this is the funny thing. Like, I'm watching Sportsnet yesterday, and they're like, I think they're actually, because Svechnikov hits him with that blow-by where they hit Bob, and he, flails on his back like a turtle. And he's, telling the ref, he goes, hey, man, they allowed to do that? And so... And mind you, this is already where they got to cheat to score a goal on him. So I think he was just a little frustrated with the officials. But on the Canadian broadcast, they're they're getting to Bobrovsky. They're getting in his head. And I'm really telling you, there's nothing you're going to do less than get in Sergei Bobrovsky's head.
Right.
It's not going to happen. That man I think is
in some of those situations, though. They look at the action and misconstrue that as that. You know what I mean? So they see Bob talking, uh-oh, they got him. They're in his head. And I'm like, no. Are you familiar with this guy?
No. He's sitting here, and I think if anything, he's just like, whatever. Just let's get – and because I think, honestly, Bob's already in their head. That's honestly how I feel, because they're sitting here, and he's going here with the no-stick save, and they're like, oh no. Because that's when the physicality started. When Bob lost his stick and then does the old body save, and you're like, oh man, this guy's in the zone today. Oh. Like that's when all of a sudden the chicanery started, and they're like, we better cheat. We better rattle him. And they didn't. Because you're not gonna mess with that man. It's not gonna happen.
I think there's two guys that I have no doubt, no matter what you do, you ain't gonna get them. That is Kachuk and Bob. You try to go after Kachuk, he starts smiling. It's never a good sign.
Yeah. But you know that there's going to at least be a like, usually the goalie, the thing is like, all right, the goalie, what do you the very rare of the cases where it's where he's going to go out there and he's going to start swinging. It's not never happened.
Right.
But I think this is one of those things where, all right, we're going to get into this thing already where you're going to try and light him up and do your extracurriculars, you know. That's not going to shake him, and that's not going to rattle that guy. He's too much of a cyborg. It's literally to break Bob mentally. I just don't think it's able to be done. Like, the only guy who ever came close was Quinville, because he was a rat bastard and loved Chris Drieger. Like, that's it. But on the ice, please, it's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Do you guys think Matthew Tkachuk is fully healthy?
It's hard to tell.
He definitely is
because he, like, whether he's writhing in pain or he's 100% healthy, he's always talking trash and he always smiling. So if he is still banged up, he's hiding it really well. But we had indications based on what everybody was saying that up until maybe a week ago, he was still a little banged up.
Hunter says, if you got into Bob's head, all you would hear is, fuck us. Pretty much. Did you guys see when they go to a cat, like he's eating the banana during intermission? They like break away and there's some Bobrovsky. He's like sitting there casually peeling, having a little potassium, getting ready for the next period.
If they got me at halftime, I'd be eating a cheeseburger and just garbage.
Would you eat at halftime, Leroy, during games?
Yes.
Really?
Wow. Every halftime.
Every halftime? And you're eating garbage?
Just something to fill my stomach up for the... keep in mind, you eat breakfast at like 6:37.
Yeah.
And at halftime, it's about 2:30. Hmm. And you haven't eaten anything since then. All you've done is, you know, try to drink electrolytes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So... eating a banana or orange ain't going to get it done. You got to get something in your stomach that's going to sit there.
So you're getting a double cheeseburger every...
old stadium burger and stadium dog. I didn't always make it through both of them, but yeah.
Wow.
Some guys had, you know, like they would eat the sunflower seeds, and basically you see guys eating the sunflower seeds because of the salt.
Oh, okay.
You get salt in your system. But they were like, man, what's wrong with you? I'd have my pillow from the hotel, have a little Gatorade, eating a hamburger. It's laying back in my locker. They go, are you all right? I'm like, yeah, man. I said, you know, I get hit on every play. I'm going to take a break.
We'll take a break. Hour two is next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.